the vibration thing would be a great, it's maybe a short little episode. Interesting stuff I wanted to get into anyway. We could do another whole, you know, big one with other stuff, but all right, welcome back to another segment of Awake the Iron. I'm your host, Kaysen Pratt, and with me as always is CJ the Lion of Losanniville. And we had planned to talk about some secret society type stuff, so I use this background, but we got off on a tangent, so just ignore that. And it was kind of a random thing, and we talked about a couple different things, so we'll get right to it. I hope you enjoy.
Watching a video on sound frequencies, and they called them like the holy tones, like sacred frequencies or something.
Okay,
like 528 and a bunch of those. But it was really interesting because they were saying like the monks, you know, medieval monks, and even before that, they would chant and use these tones, you know. And then of course with my like music background, I'm thinking, how do we know that it was actually those tones? It's interesting, you know, because there was music notation, but sometimes it was just like a note on a staff would be whoever starts the tune, that's the starting note, right? Like, we're going to start right here. And then you just follow the. And so nobody knows what that note was. Like, it's just wherever I started it with my voice. But apparently, I don't know, somehow some people know that there were specific frequencies. And then I was looking at the numbers, and all of them. So they're all three digits, you know, like 528. They all, when you add the numbers together, like 5 + 2 + 8 = 15, and then 1 + 5 = 6, they all break down to 3, 6, or 9.
What's that called? The, what's that called? The 3, 6, 9. There's a certain relationship in nature. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, you mean the Fibonacci?
Yeah. Isn't that 3, 6, 9?
No, that's 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 15, or 13.
Okay.
Fibonacci is where you start with 1 and 2 and add them together.
It gets you the next one.
And yeah. Then, and then 2 + 3.
Yeah. That's right. Okay.
So it. Yeah, but anyway, here, I wonder if you can, let me unblur my screen background, and you see the mess.
It didn't look messy in the blur, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, I can see it.
So 174, 285, 396, whatever. So the first digit in each one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
The second digit in each one is 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
And the third digit is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 2, 3.
Weird.
So there's nine of them, and they're all basically just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but starting on a different one, right? And then, yeah, when you add them up, they equal either 12, 15, or 18, 12, 15, 18. And when you condense those, we got 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9, 3, 6, 9.
So the big numbers are all the frequencies?
Yeah.
Weird. That's really cool.
Yeah, so then I thought, oh, well, then that's just math. Like, somebody could just figure that out or make that up without, without hearing it or like getting it from somewhere else.
That the relationship with the
Yeah, like,
numbers,
oh, let's
yeah.
do this pattern. They're all adding, yeah, the way that they're made. Huh, that's interesting. So then also I wanted to know what they sounded like. So you can do like a frequency tone generator and put the number,
Cool.
and it'll be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way we tune instruments now, like on my piano, I can't play any of those frequencies. Like there is no 528. There's like a 523. Is middle C is 523. Yeah. So like there is no 528 and any of those numbers. It's weird.
That's cool though. Yeah.
Yeah, so then I thought about like making music or making something. It'd have to be, I couldn't do it on the piano. It'd have to be, electronic, but put them together and like see what it sounds like.
So yeah, tell me more about the frequencies then. What, why are they important? Other than, hey, these are neat relationships with the numbers.
Yeah, so some people have studied them, and I guess there have been some studies where they would, play a certain tone, like 528, for example. They would take people's, vitals, like blood pressure, and I think they did saliva, like stress hormones or something from the saliva, before and after, like listening to 528 for an hour. And then they did the same thing the next day, but with a different frequency, 440, which is what we tune, like pianos and orchestras tune to 440. And yeah, they noticed a difference, like no change or worse after the 440. And after the 528, everybody had like lower stress levels. Yeah.
I've heard about 432. Like I bought a CD that said it was, in 432. What that doesn't mean that there's a note that's at that, like just playing the whole time. Like maybe I'm confused about,
Right. So,
is that a tone or is that?
yeah, that's one tone. So, like A440 is normally what we like orchestras tune to. Like on a violin, there's an A string, and that's 440,
Okay.
and then you tune to that. So
Okay.
the next note would be 473 or whatever it is, and pianos are tuned that way, based on A440, and then up and down from there. So 432, yeah, apparently, there's some controversy over it or whatever. Apparently 432 is like beneficial or healing or like natural, like a overtone of the earth's natural resonating thing. But for some reason it kind of changed over the years and like kept going up. So 432 is now 440. So yeah, so if you listen, like if you have like CD or you have music, then people say, oh, this is tuned to 432. That doesn't mean there's only that pitch, but it means the whole tuning is based on A being 432 and then proportionally out from there every other note.
Okay, got it.
And it's not that much different. It's like 432 to 440, 8 hertz is like, it's less than a half step. So like on the piano, like from a C to a C sharp, like that's the smallest amount you can move. Da, da, da. It's less than that. So it's like da, versus da. Like you probably can't barely, tell.
Yeah.
Just barely if you go back and forth.
Huh. Okay. Okay. I got it. So yeah, and I've, you know, maybe we'll go deeper on this sometime too, but I'm starting to understand more about frequencies and vibrations, and there's more to it, to everything, you know, even going so far as saying that certain people want to suppress that information because, God forbid, you could find a way to heal without needing to buy something, right? So people that would benefit from you buying cures from them, right?
Yeah.
Might be threatened by something that you could just naturally, you know, help yourself with. I even heard about like hertz, right? Different hertz, which is that
that's the same thing that we're just talking about.
Okay, right. So that's the frequency. So like
432 is 432 hertz.
432 hertz, right? So
cycles
even like
per second. Yeah.
Cancer cells, you know, start to break apart at like 100,000 or something, right? You heard about that?
Yeah, like Rife, Raymond Rife.
Raymond Rife, yes.
He would use frequencies to heal diseases, and he made like a whole list of like, to heal this, you use this frequency. Like that's all you do, just set the dial and zap.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of info about it. So
right.
You know, people say, "Oh, you know, that's I can't, that's a stretch." I was actually talking to somebody in Discord about stuff like that, and I was saying I'm open to, you know, looking into anything, even if you said, you know, all you have to do is, you know, look up at the moon and spit to the west and, you know, your cold will be gone. If you said that, I'd be like, okay, that sounds weird, but I'd be willing to look into that as a real possibility. I don't care. You know, I don't have any agendas. I'm just want to learn things and know the truth. So I was talking to the guy about German new medicine stuff, which sounds kind of wild. And he was like, that's so much of a stretch. I just can't believe that. And I was like, so the extent of your research into it is to just dismiss it. And I immediately thought of the quote that Karis used in our quotes episode. And I can't remember who said it, but it was, I'll paraphrase, was contempt prior to investigation, right? And it went on to say that's like a terrible thing to do, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what this guy was doing. And I was like, yeah, but like, you're just dismissing it without knowing anything. And so there's lots of information about that German new medicine stuff too, but, and the Rife stuff, there's all kinds of stuff about it. And there's enough there to be like, you know, there could be something here, right?
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. And these days where it feels like everything is corporatized, right? So every system is a money-making system, whether it's medical or, you know, anything, right? It's all money-based. So that leaves things ripe for corruption, so that it's plausible to me that people who stand to gain from, you know, doing this, you know, whatever A, would feel threatened and want to get rid of the competition if there was some other way, especially if it was easy and cheap / free for the regular person.
Right. Yeah. And sound, I mean, yeah, people might say, you know, oh, well, you can't do that with sound. But like, you know, you can break glass with sound frequency. You know, we've all heard of like, you know, the soprano opera singer. Oh,
right.
And then, you know,
right.
But it does happen. And there's sound weapons.
During the Korean War, the U.S. military used sound cannons to disorient and incapacitate enemy soldiers. The cannons, known as long-range acoustic devices, LRADs, emit a high-pitched noise that is painful to the ears and can cause nausea and disorientation. The LRADs were used to control crowds and disperse rioters, as well as to deter enemy soldiers. The use of LRADs has been controversial, with some critics arguing that they constitute a form of torture. LRADs have also been used by police forces in the U.S. and other countries to control crowds and deter protesters.
It's a real thing. You know, it's not just like something that we hear.
You're right. So
like we're hearing it because the waves of energy are hitting our eardrum. And you know, it's physically doing something and we interpret that.
That's right. So if I were to observe a speaker that has a frequency generator and we have a glass there and we crank it up, and we hit a, what's that called? Resonance mm-hmm. point. And we get the glass to shatter from the sound. Well, that's real. And that just occurred in front of my eyes. So first, if we see that, we can see that there's something physical going on. So for someone to say, well, yeah, but you can't affect, you know, cells in your body with it. To me, that's pretty, I don't even know what the word, short-sighted, narrow-minded, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
to say that. So it's very interesting, especially if you kind of start over, like we've been lied to about stuff. We've been basically just told what to think for decades and decades, our whole lives. So if we just take a step back and now we're just discovering things on our own, right? And we kind of got to figure it out. Why wouldn't we explore that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really interesting.
Yeah. And I've heard that, you know, some people say everything is sound or because everything vibrates in the physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just sitting here still. I'm not vibrating, but actually the physical particles are like everything vibrates. Everything has a frequency, I guess. And you know, you've heard people say like somebody, there's a group of us like having a good time and somebody walks into the room and they bring like a bad vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can feel it. Well, vibe, that's vibration. So like they are vibrating. So we're like, and then they come in and they're like, right? And you're like, man, you got a bad vibe. It's like, I kind of think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you ever heard the phrase, and God said, let there be fill in the blank. Well, why is that? Like, whether you believe that happened or not, speaking, like there was a vibrational sound that created that something is like, so not just that God commanded the universe and it obeyed, which that's one way you could take it, right? Let there be light. Oh, okay, here. But like, it's a way of saying there was a sound. There was a sound that created it, and so that's the speaking, whether it was actually
oh, yeah.
it was actually speaking or not, but it was a sound, right?
Right, that's cool, and that makes me think of the star in a jar experiments that they do, where it's sound waves into water, right? And then there's a little light that appears. I'm sure there's all these specifics on how to do it, but just with sound in water, right?
It's a process called sonoluminescence. This star in a jar is made when a sound wave is passed through a small bubble inside a flask of liquid. And this sound wave makes the bubble do something remarkable.
Which is cool. And it also makes me think of in C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis was a Bible guy, right? And he wrote all the Narnia stuff, the Narnia books. And in The Magician's Nephew, which is kind of the explains the origin of Narnia. It talks about how it was created, and Aslan, the lion, starts singing, and things start being created. So I'm sure he was drawing a parallel there with, God as the creator and speaking things into existence. But in C.S. Lewis's Narnia, the Magician's Nephew, which is fiction, but he does it that way, where Aslan is singing, and so there's sound again. It's just a fictional book, but kind of mirroring, the early days of creation, when God said, right?
Yeah, and I, what was it? I was talking to somebody. Okay, so like all the vowels, like E-A-I-O-U or I-U-L-O or whatever, there's you go through the different vowels in different orders. Like I remember in Spanish class, it was, was it A-E-I-O-U? I forget the order, right? Or Japanese,
I
it's
think
like
a Japanese I-E-O-U is a
I-U-L-O, right?
I-U-L-O, yeah,
Okay,
is
but
a
if,
Japanese.
yeah, if I get the order right, so somebody was saying, if you go E-A-O-I-E, I think, like you go
Like forward and
forward
backward,
and
yeah.
back. Yeah, E-A-O-I-E.
Oh yeah.
E-A-O-I-E is Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yeah, cool.
So it's like all the sound. Yeah, all the sound is like the name of God who spoke everything into
Spoken to,
existence
yeah,
with
create everything
sound.
with sound.
Yeah.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, it's like in slow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and there's cultures that like, meditate or whatever with vowels, like om or whatever, but yeah, and apparently like it's that, there's different, like when you do the different vowels, or just do and go through them or whatever. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. There's probably, I'm finding out that there's much more to things than we thought. I go down big rabbit holes. I know you do too. And I start, picking at the proverbial scab, right, of a topic. And
Yeah.
it just keeps going and going. And there's so many things that are interconnected, like the whole sound and vibration thing. You go down that rabbit hole, and it interconnects with like medical stuff, like we were talking about, right? And you're like, whoa, this is weird. And you get into medical stuff, and then you realize, oh, this connects to, whatever the next thing is. And then you start seeing, I see deceptive players coming in to, crossing paths with, and being like, wait a minute, I know that guy. That guy's a bad dude. And how does he play into this, right? Never bored, I tell you what, I'm never bored. Well, that's all the time we've got for this episode. We appreciate you joining us. And if you had any questions or comments, you can text or call the Awake the Iron hotline number, which is 601-654-IRON. If you'd like to email us, send it to info@awaketheiron.com. Or if you have one for me or CJ specifically, send it to cj@awaketheiron.com or kason@awaketheiron.com. You can also follow us on X, Instagram, and YouTube. And of course, our website, awaketheiron.com. Thanks again for joining us, and always remember to keep your powder dry. We'll see ya.
What do you think about, this is a totally different topic. Did you hear about the Chinese spy balloon? Somebody told me, they were like, did you hear about blah, blah, blah? I'm like, no, but that's probably not the real story.
No, and of course not.
You know, like.
I'll buy it for a second. So, I mean, yeah. There was something in the sky.
Yeah.
It looked like, and I think people that weren't news people saw it, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the story of, like, it's a Chinese spy balloon and the government maybe knew that it was coming across but didn't do anything, and then they finally shot it down. Like, no. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. I mean, what's your theory?
Well, I don't know. I have several. One is not a Chinese spy balloon at all. Just something else, like, yeah, some kind of informational thing or nothing harmless, but they just made it into that story to have some kind of fear,
right?
Fear story. Like, oh no, sure, we might go to war with China. Or another theory is it is a Chinese spy balloon, but I guess they didn't do a very good job because we saw it. So yeah, wait. It was a Chinese spy balloon, and our government maybe just wanted to see what it was gonna do. I don't know, but then other people. Yeah, I guess that's more close to the real story. Did China admit that it was theirs?
I don't know. And there again, if they did, you know, they're all on the same team.
Right. Still so doesn't mean that it, like, was.
Yeah, yeah. In the back room, they're like, yeah, should we go with the store? They're like, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, I do see that, like, if, because I'm sure that it wasn't the only thing in the sky. Like, I think they would fly pretty high, like above airplanes. It wouldn't be the only thing in the sky. So something like that might be hard to miss. Like, if there's a bunch of, I don't know, like satellite type things, even though we're told those are supposed to be way higher. But, you know, if some of those are actually just high altitude something. So there's like a bunch of things. It might be hard to miss like something else that's just in there with them, and then it goes somewhere else.
Well, I think some of those, you know, satellites, right? I mean, they admit, they don't hide that they do use satellite type things on balloons, high altitude. Those aren't even visible.
Yeah.
Like, some of those balloons are as big as, like, football stadiums.
But, I mean, they would be, would they be visible, quote-unquote, on, like, some kind of, I don't know, radar or some kind of tracking thing that the government has?
I think radar has its limits.
Yeah.
Some of those, you know, 120,000 feet type I don't think you could see them, even if they were the size of a stadium. But, yeah, I think, and maybe that was one, maybe that was something like that, and the control. I think it's possible those are controlled. The up and down
Yeah.
is controlled with electricity, like a Van de Graaff generator. They reverse the polarity and it comes down, and then they change it and it goes up. They have craft and airplanes at MIT that they fly with no moving parts, using electrostatic polarity adjustments. It's not even a secret. That's like technology they have. So, and that one maybe that one malfunctioned and started coming down to where it could be seen, whatever it is.
Right.
But all it takes is for the news to just do one headline with the word spy, Chinese spy balloon, and no matter what, it doesn't even matter what it was, and everybody just thinks it's that. So,
Right.
and they're like, oh, good, we're done. Get everybody scared.
Yeah, or it could have been like a US something that they didn't want people to know what it was.
I think that's very likely.
And so, like, if they, like let it fall or shoot it or like to the ground, people might find it. So, because didn't they do it over the ocean finally or something? The East Coast
Somewhere, yeah.
landed in the water.
He shot it down with a missile. I mean, that's what we're told. I did see video of like a smoke trail that went to the balloon, and I heard people like cheering. Like, I don't know, maybe people could see it. They're like, yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, it is
Smoke and mirrors
weird.
show, man. Smoke and mirrors.
And then I think there was another one. There was a story of another one.
Really?
And the story was like, there was another one, but Biden shot it down right away. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like a couple days later.
That was from a kid's birthday party.